Listener review, after Liverpool won the Carabao Cup, I am Dan Morgan, I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through that 1-0 extra time victory courtesy of Virgil van Dijk's goal. And Sean, we'll start when the teams drop and the lineups and the approaches are both. I think let's do Chelsea first within this context. It didn't look in terms of approach too dissimilar to how they set up around Anfield. The formation from everyone really was a 4-2-3-1 from them. I think the problem that we've seen in that game in Anfield a few weeks ago, and I think a little bit yesterday too, is that you feel that when they do transition into a bit more of a 4-2-4 in that shape, there's no real commitment to finding space and exploiting space down Liverpool's fullback areas. There's a little bit of it when they get sort of transitions and counter-attacks, and they counter-press quite well at times, sparse times during the game, but you never feel like Gallagher, Palmer, Jackson, Sterling are ever really committed to sort of playing behind the space that Liverpool leave in fullback areas. And I mean, I don't know what your take is on Chelsea going into this, but you know, it was one where it wasn't just going to be straightforward. I think it was a little bit open to interpretation as to whether they'd attack the game and attack Liverpool a little bit more, but it never felt like they did that from the off.
Yeah, so Chelsea do a couple of things. I mean, they're pretty much full strength. I don't think it's that bad a thing that Thiago Silva wasn't fit to start. Mm. I think they would certainly have liked him to have had him on the bench option had Chelsea gone ahead and they're looking to maybe go five at the back. It would have been perfectly suited for him. But I think it probably would have gone in their favour not to start that way, especially with what they did at Manchester City. But Chelsea looked to do a couple of things. The first thing they looked to do is when they're defending deep and you're on the attack, Jackson's really handy for them on the counter-attack. Okay, so we know they let Enzo fly forward. Caicedo doesn't have permission to do so. So if it goes into Jackson and he can get it to stick, it becomes a bit like the Red Arrows. You've got Sterling going, you've got Palmer going, you've got Enzo going, you've got Gallagher going. Mm. And if there's a spare fullback in the vicinity, then they'll let one of them go. So like when they're defending deep, that's how they get the threat on the counter. The second thing that they do, particularly with Cole Palmer, is they obviously look to overload in there and almost have four in there at times. So be an example of that. You'll see Liverpool start the game really well in the first like 15 minutes. And then the big chance that they have where Bradley Brooks, Sterling, and then Keller makes the amazing save from Cole Palmer. Cole Palmer drops into midfield and you hear the co-commentator on one of the highlight reels, not Sky, say, why has Robertson gone charging into midfield? Well, rather than say why did he? You know what I mean? There's a reason. And the reason is, what's your plan when Cole Palmer goes in there and makes it 4v3?